Jen's three. She has quadriplegic cerebral palsy. They don't know why she's got it or how she got it. What they do know is that it impacts all of her movement. It mainly affects her legs. Well, we looked at treatments that are done here. We looked at doing things like Botox injections, which release the muscles. And we looked at more intensive physiotherapy. But none of it's permanent. There is a version of selective dorsal rhizotomy done here in Owestry Hospital in Shropshire. But it's a lot more invasive, a lot more risks, and a lot longer recovery time. The doctor we're going to see has been doing this for 25 years, and he's refined it so well that she's only going to need to spend a week in hospital compared to 6 weeks if we do it here. It's the only treatment that is permanent, which will permanently reduce the condition. It won't take it away, but it's going to make it more manageable for her and make her life so much better. For Jen, it's going to mean that she can walk. And if you imagine getting out of bed one day and falling because you can't stand up, trying to come down the stairs but you can't because you can't stand up, brushing your own teeth but you can't reach the sink because you can't stand up. That's a reality for her every single day. And now we have the chance to make this better. She has one dream. Her dream is just to go for a walk with her dad. I don't think that's very much to ask, is it?